Have you ever wondered why some people effortlessly get others to do what they want? Christopher Hadnagy's Human Hacking reveals the psychology behind social influence, not to manipulate others, but to create meaningful connections that benefit everyone involved. Imagine scaling a razor wire fence at 1 a.m. to infiltrate a secure facility, or turning a routine airport interaction into a first-class upgrade. These aren't spy movie scenes, but real examples of human hacking in action. The difference between manipulation and influence? After ethical human hacking, people feel better for having met you. This transformative approach has revolutionized how professionals across industries approach human interaction, offering a framework for influence that builds genuine connection rather than exploiting vulnerabilities. The DISC profiling system identifies four primary communication styles: dominant, direct, like Gordon Ramsay; influencing, enthusiastic, like Bill Clinton; steady, supportive, like Tom Hanks; and conscientious, methodical, like Meg Ryan. Each type has distinct strengths and challenges. D types need to soften their directness, I types must listen more, S types should reduce defensiveness, and C types must avoid overwhelming detail. Success comes from adapting to others' DISC profiles. For example, Hadnagy effectively motivated his conscientious assistant Shada by offering a personal gift card with a note rather than direct orders. Ethical pretexting involves strategically presenting authentic aspects of yourself to create favorable conversation contexts. The PREPARE formula guides this process. Identify the problem, specify the result wanted, determine desired emotional states, decide emotions to project, define pretext activation, plan rendering, and conduct ethical evaluation. Your entire presentation must support your pretext. Hadnagy demonstrated this when applying for a chef position without credentials. His confident pretext led him to declare, "I'm your new chef," and offer to prove himself through cooking rather than paperwork, ultimately landing the job. Building rapport creates connections that make people more likely to help you, leveraging our tribal nature and triggering oxytocin release, which promotes trust. The Engage framework provides a systematic approach. Establish your person of interest, note their profile, generate common ground, arrive at a decision, give it a try, and evaluate reaction. Key rapport-building techniques include establishing artificial time constraints, matching speaking speed, requesting simple assistance, suspending ego, validating others, connecting through quid pro quo, giving to get, and managing expectations. FBI agent Joe Navarro demonstrated this by simply taking synchronized breaths with a reluctant teenage suspect, creating a tribe of two stressed-out human beings trying to relax, which led to a confession. Elicitation transforms awkward interactions into flowing conversations through careful observation and invitational questions with clear exit strategies. Use open-ended questions to drive conversation forward. Advanced techniques include making incorrect statements for correction, providing high-low estimates, suggesting insider connections, feigning incredulity, and quoting facts that prompt personal revelations. Once you've established rapport, these influence principles can guide desired behaviors. Reciprocation creates indebtedness through giving value, following the platinum rule of matching others' preferences rather than your own. Concession builds on how people mirror treatment. Start with small requests before advancing to larger ones. Scarcity makes things more desirable by highlighting their rarity, whether through limited time offers or exclusive information sharing. Consistency draws on our desire to be seen as reliable. Begin with simple agreements before making significant requests, similar to how loyalty programs work. Social proof shows that people follow others' actions. When Hadnagy's students demonstrated this in a mall, staged enthusiasm from team members led real visitors to share personal information. Authority influences through expertise. Establish it naturally by demonstrating relevant knowledge and experience. Liking works because people respond to those who appreciate them, but must be genuine and appropriately expressed. While ethical human hacking leaves people feeling better, manipulation involves deceptively forcing compliance against someone's interests. When strong emotions like fear activate our amygdala, rational thinking shuts down, making manipulation frighteningly effective. Manipulators exploit four psychological pathways. Environmental control manipulates physical surroundings to influence behavior, from casino sensory overload to fraternity hazing rituals. Forced reevaluation makes people doubt their beliefs by confronting them with contradictory information. Increased powerlessness exploits our equation of control with survival. Research shows people prefer having choices even when they don't improve outcomes. Punishment or threats elicit strong emotions like fear, making targets more susceptible to persuasion. These pathways often overlap in real-world manipulation, as seen when companies announce layoffs, simultaneously deploying forced reevaluation, punishment threats, increased powerlessness, and environmental changes to manipulate employee behavior. Hadnagy shares a personal ethical turning point when he manipulated employees during a security test by staging public verbal abuse. Though successful in breaching security, he realized this victory was actually a moral failure that left people feeling worse. This incident led him to fundamentally restructure his approach around the principle, "Leave them better off for having met you." Throughout his evolution from phone system disruptor to security expert, Hadnagy developed an ethical framework distinguishing human hacking from manipulation, centered on one principle: leave people feeling better for having met you. This ethical approach isn't just moral, it's effective. After a questionable security test cost him a client, Hadnagy restructured his company and founded the Innocent Lives Foundation, which has helped solve over 250 child exploitation cases. His student Doug exemplified this ethic when he witnessed a waitress being berated by a customer. Instead of confronting the patron, he simply told her, "I just want you to know that I appreciate everything you do," offering kindness without agenda. The power of human hacking lies in focusing on others' needs, creating mutual benefit. Hadnagy asks readers to pledge to use these techniques ethically, to help rather than exploit, respect privacy, enhance self-awareness, and leave positive impacts on others. The principles of ethical human hacking transform interactions across all domains of life. In business settings, understanding communication styles helps managers tailor feedback appropriately. Direct language for D types, enthusiastic recognition for I types, supportive guidance for S types, and detailed analysis for C types. Sales professionals who apply rapport-building techniques see dramatically higher conversion rates, not because they're manipulating customers, but because they're creating authentic connections based on genuine understanding of needs. In personal relationships, these skills help navigate difficult conversations by creating contexts where others feel safe rather than threatened. Parents find that elicitation techniques work far better than interrogation when trying to understand teenagers' concerns. Even healthcare professionals benefit. Doctors who master rapport building see higher patient compliance with treatment plans and better health outcomes. The most powerful applications often come in unexpected moments. When facing conflict, those trained in human hacking can de-escalate tensions by recognizing manipulation attempts and responding with ethical influence instead. By understanding the psychological principles that drive behavior, you gain the ability to transform potentially negative interactions into positive ones, not by controlling others, but by creating environments where cooperation becomes the natural choice.